so tired of the straight line, and everywhere you turn, there's vultures and thieves at your back. The storm keeps on twisting, you keep on building the lies that to make up for all that you lack. It don't make no difference. Escape the one last time. It's easier to believe.
Thank you very much. Take care. Good night. We'll see you soon.
weaving past futures, and not yet threads of a story, ending in the present, always late arriving. Who holds all stories? Who takes our land? Who knows what happened? Who knows what happened in South Carolina, in New York, in Palestine, in Iran? Who knows what happened? Ponder chaos, a light at the end of what can't be illuminated. No stars under our feet, a revolving core of fire coming back. Who knows the story? Who knows what happened? In Ethiopia, in Nigeria, in the so-called Middle East, who knows what happened? Who holds our stories? Who took our land back? We want our land back. Peace, mind, eye, forecast. Storm coming, casino, dry ice, smoke. The tanks go by, tossing coins at the dead. Same side of the coin. We are on the same side of the coin. Clueless on sale, outdated and made of plastic. Well, at least we've been to the moon. We are starting to remember the stories.
Frauen für Frauen auf 97,5 MHz.
Okay, you're listening to The Blazing World, an experimental show focusing on underrepresented voices. And today you're going to hear those voices call out for more resistance, sort of with and without words, chanting, screaming. Actually, I don't think there will be that much screaming today. More subdued music, I guess. The reason why I guess I'm playing this music is the last few books I read were all either from the 1970s or playing in the 1970s. about resisting different types of injustices and not conforming to societal expectations. One was Angela Davis' biography, which is, of course, about racial injustice and her political trial and time in prison. I also read a book about, or by a Romanian author called Gabriel Liceanu, where he tries to make sense, but mostly makes fun of the surveillance system in communist Romania. And then Rita Mae Brown's Ruby Fruit Jungle, which also sarcastically depicts the life of a young queer girl in the 1960s and 70s in the U.S., and the absurd things people confront her with upon finding out that she's a lesbian. So I was a bit, let's say, left wanting more, especially with the Angela Davis book at first, because it sometimes has a detached and intellectual way of retelling the story. But after reading the other two books, I thought more about how it is to write about events that seem so absurd to you, sort of issues that are so blatantly unfair and discriminatory, that trying to rely on any type of pathos, so trying to purposely evoke sadness or despair or whatever in the reader, might actually give those injustices even more power. So then maybe exposing absurd behavior for what it is and rendering it sarcastic, even making fun of it, perhaps that's not such a bad strategy. So today's music will hopefully depart a bit from that and evoke some emotions. And that first song you heard was, I guess, in that vein. It's a song by Irreversible Entanglements called Our Land Back, from the album they released last year. And Kameh Ayeva, who also creates music as Moor Mother, did the very poetic vocals on that. Similarly, the next song will also be sort of about, well, yeah, not the next song maybe, but the next songs, plural, will be about resistance, revolt, some sort of revolution, or have some relation to those concepts given the musician's background. Unlike the books, I guess they'll not be all from the 70s, although the next song almost is. You're going to be hearing Nico with a song called Evening of Light from her 1968 album, The Marvel Index.
Night winds are landing at the end of time. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. A true story wants to be mine. A true story wants to be mine. Oh,
Bye.